I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and I am hung the fuck over. We went to Horror Remix last night, which is, you can find information about that at horrorremix.com, including dates and stuff in that in your area, where you can find fantastic, badass, recut horror movies, where you basically take a 90-minute film, or three 90-minute films, and trim them all down to about a half hour, removing all of the boring plot and exposition and terrible, like, acting, and just cuts it down to, like, people saying funny shit, lines out of context, and nudity and violence. Last night involved Slaughter High, which is one of the finest, weirdest 80s horror flicks ever. It's one of those strange ones in that normally, like, if you watch bad movies long enough, you'll start noticing people pop up here and there throughout it. And there's not a goddamn person I recognize in Slaughter High from having been in anything else. And when people from bad movies don't even make it to other bad movies, you know it's down there. But anyhow, fantastic, wonderful, entertaining stuff. I thought I drank enough water. I did not. So I'm going to try and stop talking now. I've got a ton of new music on the show this week. I've been buying a lot of stuff, trading a lot of stuff, including I got last year's installment of the Volcom Entertainment Vinyl Club from a gentleman who did not care for it, and so he sold it cheap. There are a couple good things in it, and I'm playing both of them in this upcoming set. We're going to start it out with a track from the new band of Scott Wino Weinreich. You may know him from Obsessed or St. Vitus. This is his new act. They're called Premonition 13, and this is the B-side to their Volcom single. It is an instrumental, and it is fantastic, and it is called Cross-Threaded.
I'm
I'd like to thank Decibel Magazine for making all of the songs that they put out on their Flexies available on a SoundCloud page, because it's really the best they're going to sound, because I have a lot of Flexies. They're fun. I've gotten some of the Pirates Press, like the Flexies that they've sent out on postcards, and I've got like the Billy and the Boingers one from the Bloom County book. And all of that, but and they're fun, don't get me wrong, but they sound fucking terrible. They are the worst sounding, it's worse than a cassette that you've left sitting in your car too long. It's worse than a scratched up CD. It's worse than a slightly warped record. I don't like them. I think they're neat, but they're, for sonic fidelity or even just casual listening, they're fucking horrible. That being said, that's sort of a tease. That is an unreleased track and sort of like an outtake from the upcoming Municipal Waste album. That track is called Religion Proof, and you can find that if you go to the, just do a search for Decibel Magazine SoundCloud, and you'll find all sorts of really awesome like unreleased tracks. There's a couple of really good Torch ones up there as well. Before that, a live version of Cerebral Ballsy's Causing Havoc from their Volcom Entertainment vinyl collector single series thing. This is a mouthful. I'm just gonna say Volcom single. It's a live, it sounds kind of crappy, but it's kind of fun. And you know, I've noticed that a lot of people have been really flipping their shit on Cerebral Ballsy, calling them posers and so on and so forth, and whatever. I think they're fun. I'm not gonna get involved into the whole what's authentic, what's not. I think they're a fun band. I've seen them live, and they're entertaining as shit. And if they're backed by, you know, somebody with money, whatever, I don't give a shit. And we started everything off with the new band from Scott Weinreich of Premonition, Scott Weinreich of St. Vitus and the Obsessed. That was Premonition 13 with Crossed Threaded. We had, you know what? Here's some math rock. And some indie rock and all sorts of fun stuff. This is first track is from a band out of Chicago called Nonagon, which is a nine-sided object. It's from their album People Live Everywhere, and it is entitled The Swifts.
Jersey. Échame tu hijo que es una vida buena ya. Bien rica, bien chévere.
So I keep hearing all this stuff about basically how the dude who owns Urban Outfitters funnels money to various right-wing campaigns and is thus actually, if you buy shit from Urban Outfitters, it means you're funding Rick Santorum's campaign. Now, when I buy stuff from his store on clearance and I'm buying stuff that's already marked down and then I'm buying it on clearance – and I'm basically buying it for less than I'm sure they paid for it. Is that okay? I'd really like to know because I would like to continue purchasing clearance vinyl at a ridiculously cheap cost from them. Because I figure if I'm buying stuff for like $5, they're not making any money on that. Even on a bulk discount, I'd like to hope that that is costing him money. So, anyhow, that is where that album came from. I picked it up for very cheap at Urban Outfitters during a sale a couple weeks ago. That was the Pixies with Vamos from Surfer Rosa. And I promised a couple weeks ago when I got all those Minutemen records from my friend Ruth that you'd be hearing a lot of them. And there is another one that was cut from Buzz or Howl Under the Influence of Heat. And we started everything off with Nonagon doing the Swifts off of People Live Everywhere, their EP. We reviewed that last week, and oh, go get it. It's fucking great. It's one of those I'm starting to get a higher caliber of music showing up in the mailbox and in my inbox, and I'd like to hope that it's because I'm covering quality music, and then that causes it's just a cyclical thing where, you know, good music begets more good music. I hope. Let us hope that it continues. I've got a stack of stuff from Windian Records that came in the mail earlier this week, so there will be all sorts of awesome Windian stuff on next week's show, in addition to whatever the fuck shows up in the mail between now and then. Coming up, this next track is from what is basically the hardest-to-find album in hardcore right now. They're called Boston Strangler. The album is called Primitive, and this song is Locked Inside.
What I hate, don't even think to stay away. Run to my
necessarily being late to the whole trash talk thing. I saw him 3 years ago and was blown away and impressed. I'm a little late to the purchasing of trash talk thing. So I've been having to play catch up and just buying stuff as I find it. That track is entitled Blind Evolution, and it's from their self-titled 7-inch that came out on True Panther either earlier this year or late last year. It's good, as everything they put out is, and man, they have this way of putting in little things that just grab your ear and go, oh, what's that? I'd like to listen to that track over and over and over again. Before that, The Shitty Limits, the title track to their Speculate Accumulate EP, that is their farewell release. I picked that up a little late. That came out last year, and it's fantastic, and it's a damn shame they broke up. I'm really glad I got to see them when I did. They're a great, great band, and man, I hope the guys in it go on to do something else that's equally as amazing as that group was. And we started everything off with Boston Strangler doing Locked Inside from the Primitive LP. Now, that's that has been selling out. Like, anytime a distro gets copies and puts them up online, they're gone in like 12 minutes. I got my copy by sitting on the Starry State website for about half an hour and just clicking refresh until it became available, and then I got it. And it's good. I'm not going to say it's like the craziest, greatest thing, but it is. I always like it when a band figures out a way to take hardcore back to its roots and yet make it sound interesting and different. Yeah, a lot of fun. Next track gets us into a more garagey space, and it doesn't get more garagey and crazy than the Trashies. From their split with Hunchback, this is Mondo Retardo.
Oh,
from their Pink Palace EP, 7-inch, whatever you want to call it, on Dirt Nap Records. That was the Discords with Kiss of Death. You know, I love that 7-inch. I need to really just see if they have more stuff. The more vinyl I acquire, the more difficult it becomes to start tracking down other bands. The stuff that they've, the other stuff they put out, like the whole trash talk thing I was talking about during the last break, it's a similar situation where you find a band and you like them and then you discover they've got all of this shit. It's really quite crazy and weird and all of that, especially when it's like spread across like disparate labels and stuff like that. I should have an interview up probably Friday or Monday with Micah from Unwelcome Guests, where I talked to him about the idea of why do bands put out recordings on like a slew of different labels and like how that affects fans, and the idea of like trying to track down stuff across, you know, like 8 different labels. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but you know, it becomes this problem where, you know, you want to get a band's complete discography and you have to go to like a ton of different places, and it's not just as easy as one would like. Shang-a-Lang, good example. Before that, Women did Jeffrey's Party from their single of the same name. And we started it off with the Trashies doing Mondo Retardo from their split with Hunchback. Okay, last set stays a little garagey. Stays rather garagey, actually. We're going to start it out with, from their single of the same name on Douchemaster Records, this is the Black and Whites with You're the Only Girl.
you don't know about love. No, you don't know about love. No, you don't know about love.
Going way back for that one. That was the Mindbenders with You Don't Know About Love. Ah, so good. I love that single. Ashes to Ashes, which is on the flip side, is also quite a wonderful track. Before that, new music from Taco Cat. We played stuff off their Women's Daily 7-inch earlier, when it came out earlier this year. That is on Minor Bird Records. This is on Hardly Art, which means they are moving up and up. It's called Take Me to Your Dealer. It's available much better distribution, I think, than their first 7-inch. That track is called FU Number 8. And it's really wonderful, great stuff. If you like Bleached, if you like Best Coast, but want something better than Best Coast, I'm sorry, I think they're boring as fuck, then I definitely recommend Taco Cat. So go get it. And we started everything off with the Black and Whites doing You're the Only Girl from the single of the same name on Douche Master Records. And that does it for the show this week. As I said, next week we should have a lot of new music from Windy and Records, which is always a treat, including stuff from that new White Faces LP that just rocked my ass. You can read my review at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast can be found each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet about all sorts of crazy stuff. And also check out the rest of Rockstar Journalist, where you can find blog posts about records and books and zines and tapes and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels that they should send me stuff for review and airplay. And until next week, thank you for listening.